Well, we're now joined by Bradford Bulls head coach Kurt Haggerty. Kurt, it was concerning to see Will Gardner leave the field on Saturday evening. What's the latest on his condition?
Yeah, so Will is home and stable with his family. It was a scary thing for everybody to witness. What I will say is that St Helens have been first class. I've spoken to Paul Rowley on behalf of him and his team, and Jackson Hastings in particular. There's been a lot of concern for Will, but he's alert, he's up, he's back home, and we're all there to support him.
It was certainly good to see both sets of players and both clubs' medical teams respond quickly to a very emotional, sensitive situation unfolding.
Yeah, literally just before I've just left training, I've had a meeting with the staff and I've praised him for the way they handled the situation back into the game. I thought our department and Saints were both first class in looking after Will and making sure everybody was okay.
Is there anything more you can tell us on his symptoms and how he's progressing?
I can't yet make no. He's out of hospital. I do know we have to go back at some point just to get the all clear, but right now I think he's on the mental recovery.
Is there any truth that with a minute to play, yourself and Paul Rowley asked for the game to be abandoned with a 40 points to 10 result?
Yeah, we did, yeah, because the game had gone at that point, Mick, so we was getting nothing out of the game by letting it finish. So me and Paul have both agreed, we did say let the clock run down, so then if we have to play one or two players, we can manage it. But what I will say, I thought both sets of players were fantastic in regards to the way they managed the game and looked after each other in that moment, especially with Will on everybody's mind. So I thought both clubs were brilliant.
Just on that St Helens game, it certainly felt like a game of two halves from a performance perspective.
Yes. First half, I thought in the main we were pretty good. I thought there's still moments in the first half that we didn't handle well, especially defending our own try line. But in the main, good first half, poor second half, conceded four tries from four kicks, which is a frustration of ours at the moment. But overall, tale of two halves.
Certainly first half, you went set for set against a strong St Helens side. What do you feel in your review changed after half time?
Yeah, I'm not sure because St Helens kept the ball out on the full to start the half, so we were fully in the start of the second half, and then just a couple of errors, and then there's some repeated penalties, which some penalties I can understand, and there's some that I struggle to see to understand. So, but ultimately, we conceded too many points in the second half.
How important is it you show a response, especially after a very poor second half where you conceded 28 unanswered points?
Yeah, I think we always respond, Mick. Even the games we've lost the following game, there's never been no doubt of application, effort and intent to win games, so nothing will change on our side. We've just got them smartened up a little bit.
Phoenix Steinway, Dan Russell left the field. What's the latest with them?
Yeah, both don't look great. Phoenix is in for a scan tomorrow. He's still talking as if he can play. The medical staff are saying something different, but I'm more hopeful than I am positive. And Dan Russell's struggling with a rib cartilage, so I'll know more on Dan probably tomorrow and Wednesday.
Is it fair to say both are extremely doubtful for the Magic weekend?
Yeah.
Just on Phoenix, what is it he's actually done, Kurt?
It's his abductor. It's a strange one, apparently. He's not in much pain, but when he tries to open up and move in different directions, it's really painful.
And that's obviously a blow for Phoenix after having an earlier injury, and certainly that opening 30 minutes, a real strong performance.
Yeah, it'd be pretty devastating if the kid's out for a period of time. I think he showed in the St Helens game what he can do. He's a fantastic line runner, and he's very capable in defence and with the ball. So, yeah, it'd be a huge loss if we do lose him again.
You've mentioned about not dwelling too much on results and keeping the squad sort of scrapping mentality. What's the mindset going into this huge fixture against Leeds on Sunday?
Oh, well, it's a local derby. You know, they beat us at home last time, so we want to hopefully put a performance in to get one back. But ultimately, again, it's another game. It's another game on the road. We're seeing it as an away game. So ultimately, it's part of the objective of getting an away win and also trying to get one over on our local neighbours.
It's your second taste of the Bradford Leeds derby experience. How much sort of, with it being a derby, can that fuel, you know, and benefit your side, you know, getting the players up for this one?
Well, form goes out the window, whether you're performing well or not performing well leading into one. So obviously we didn't perform well enough at St Helens for 40 minutes, but ultimately form doesn't matter. You know, we're going there to win. We're playing against a fantastic team, and it's a great chance for our lads, but we're certainly going there to win.
Just been speaking to Ryan Sutton, the Ara fella, saying there's going to be nearly 4,000 Bradford fans there on the Sunday. They can really lift and give you a boost on the field.
Oh, well, that'd be pretty incredible. Like we've shown at home at Oddsall, when we've got anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 in the impact they have on the team. So, you know, we perform for our fans. We love our fans, and we're playing in a derby and want to put a performance in for them.
When you look at the Leeds Rhinos, top of the table, what makes Brad Arthur's side dangerous?
Oh, well, they've got a fantastic team. They've got fantastic personnel. They're disciplined, they're tough, but they also play a classy brand of rugby, so you can't have one playoff against them. If you do, they'll hurt you. They've got some fantastic players like Brodie Croft, Callum Watkins, you know, I could keep going, Miller, Connor. They've got fantastic personnel who can pick you off if you're not on it, so we need to be on it for the full 80 minutes.
We're doing this early in the week. What's the team news looking like? I know you say Phoenix and Dan are doubtful. Is there any options to potentially bring anyone else in?
You know me, Mick, now by now. I'm trying to stay away from bringing loans in. I'll play our own. Even if I'm going to play people out of position, I'll bring the young kids and play that if needed. I'm hopeful we're not at that point yet, but if I lose both back rowers and obviously Will Gardner, then it's going to be tricky to put a team out, but we'll be okay. Whatever we go with, we'll be representing the Bradford Bulls with pride.
Just in terms of the forwards that are currently out injured, Logan Lewis, how far or near is he?
I think Logan's still around 3 to 4 weeks. If you ask Logan, he'd play at the weekend, but he's just not ready. You're probably talking 3 to 4 weeks. If I get him back in two, it'll be miraculous.
Just on the reserve game on Saturday, I went to that game and I was impressed with Jack Omenroyd. He did the full 80 minutes. I think Leon Ruin did 65 minutes. Bradford got a win. Is it fair to say their performances, they'll be putting the hand up to be in contention this weekend?
For sure. For sure. I think every first team that's stepped down and played reserves have approached it with true professionalism and have performed and put a performance in for the Bulls no matter what team you're playing for. So I've watched their games back today in particular and they've both been contented to play this week.
Bradford are 11th in the table, Kurt. Are you still confident Bradford can and push and get out of that bottom four, which I think you said at the start of the season would be a phenomenal achievement for any of the new freely promoted clubs?
Yeah, it's... How do I put this? We're not in a bad spot. We want to be better than what we are, but ultimately at the start of the year we didn't know what it looked like, we didn't know what our team looked like, we didn't know what the squad looked like, but ultimately we want to keep climbing, we want incremental gains every single week, and if that takes up the table, great, but ultimately we want to be better, we want to keep climbing, and we'll just take it week to week.
Cheers, Kurt, thank you very much.
No problem, Michael.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.